Greetings, friends. It is I, Igor, the master's loyal servant. The master wishes me to tell you that when he is conducting his experiments, stitching corpses together and giving them unholy life, he listens to the Sean Geek podcast, which he downloads directly from seanmcginnity.ca.
Igor, don't forget to tell him to download it from seanmcginnity.ca.
The master wishes me to remind you that he downloads the Sean Geek podcast from seanmcginnity.ca, and so should you.
It lives! It lives!
Hi, this is Kevin.
And this is Robert from the In Obscuria podcast.
And you are listening to the ever-winding gyre that is the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast.
And they are without a doubt our favorite Caucasians. I mean, Canadians.
True. Well, next to Getty, Neil, and Alex.
Rick, Gil, and Mike.
Oh, Danko Jones, Sebastian Bach.
Brian Vollmer. Oh, don't forget James LaBrie. Oh, and our favorite, Anne Murray.
John Michael Thor.
Yeah.
Alanis.
Gordy.
Burton Cummings. Yeah. Corey Hart.
Brian Adams. We forgot Brian Adams.
Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. Lips. Randy Rampage. Eric Luzier. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
You dicks!
T-Bone, get popped out.
What the hell did you just say?
Corey, can you get that manifest? Get that manifest. We got to get that truck out at the back there.
Sure, I'll get right on it. Whatever you say, Bob. Got it. Here you go.
How long have you been here now?
Oh, jeez. I guess like, 3 weeks now? Three, I think.
You know, you've lasted the longest of just about anybody. Just about anybody.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. Thank you. I never thought I would, you know, garner your favor like this. This is amazing. Thank you for your validation.
Well, I'm glad you came in from Saskatoon, like took the transfer to Winnipeg. So what are you doing? Are you working?
Yeah, I was just going to grab that manifest.
No. You've already worked 10 minutes today.
I could do enough. More.
No. Oh.
I really want to be well at this job. I want to make this my career.
Look, if you put yourself on the radar, the Metal Lord's going to come in here and, well, the last person I worked with went missing because he worked too hard. Just bring it down. Why don't you impress me? Why don't you grab that USB stick there and plug it in the computer and play one of the songs on there if you could.
Okay. Just any song or what were you thinking?
I don't know, something really heavy.
Can I play a heavy song? I know I've been here for almost a month and you keep playing kind of this heavy metal music you keep saying. I wanted to play you a song if I could. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
thank you.
We're connected to something called the interwebs. And you can actually, it's like a live stream of a song. So you can actually do a search there if you want and pull up the song that you
want
to
hear. I'm really trying to impress you because, like I said, I want this to be my career. I want to do this for the rest of my life. I love making manifests. I love shipping metal. And I thought, you know, you play a lot of like really kind of out there stuff. But I listen to a very heavy metal band too. It's the most metal band I know. And this is the most metal song I know from the band. They're from Copenhagen, Denmark.
How long is the song tell? Because that was a lot of typing.
You know what? It's good. You know, I had some typos. I had to like backspace a few times.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm working on it here. Okay. I think I got it queued up here. So I want to get your.
Okay. Now we're going to rock out here. This is like pure metal, right?
Oh my God. I've already got my hair down. I'm ready to go.
All right. Undo your mullet, yes, there, sir.
Oh, I'm.
Let it loose. We can let our mullets loose.
This song gets me amped. I got to tell you what, right after church group on Sunday, I play a little of this, and you know, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to like hit the Dairy Queen and get myself a blizzard. Like, it is just wild.
Yeah, what I will say, if the right music is playing, we will not attract the attention of the Metal Lord, and we won't get in trouble. So let's play this. Ready? Jesus. Rory.
Hello.
Rory, this is a Rory employee.
Who's okay. Corey? The new employee?
Yeah, you get comfortable. You left me for the last 2 months. We had to find a replacement. Corey's been doing a fantastic job.
Has it been 2 months?
Is that who I replaced? Because I got to tell you, after listening to that high octane song, like I'm ready to like to lose my mind here and maybe start flicking people.
We
The last time that happened, we got HR involved, and it was a
good point.
Was a whole thing. You don't want to deal with
that. Yeah, no, we don't want to get HR involved. Yeah, that's a good point, I guess.
They're all good with throwing fists, but when it comes to flicking, it gets dicey. I don't know. It was a thing.
Good call.
Trust me.
It was the music. It got me all charged up.
Oh, I get it. It was cool. I came in and I can hear it. Right as I came in, I'm like, oh, there's some stuff coming on. By the way, I met a friend.
Who the fuck is that?
Why don't you introduce yourself, buddy? He likes a dramatic entrance. So.
Really?
Who is this?
Jesus Christ. Is this HR?
No. There was no.
What are you guys listening to?
Well, I want to go home.
Like Corey, you'll notice there's a chain wrapped around your leg. Then it's clamped to the desk there. Like you're not going home either.
Yeah, they usually loosen it after the first month or so, but for a couple months.
Like your limb, they loosen your limb so you can be removed from the chain because the chain doesn't come off.
Yeah, but this is my friend. I met him on my journeys.
He kind of looks like the Metal Lord, but he's got much better complexion.
I mean, that's Metal Lord
greets you.
Yeah, that's his name. He's not the Metal Lord. He's the Meta Lord. There's like, it's not even the same thing. Not even close. Not even close.
Corey, meet the Meta Lord.
Meta Lord.
Is this normal that every once in a while a demon from hell will show up at your place of business? Because that wasn't in the interview when I initially applied here.
Other than Jean-Guy and Ezekiel and Elspeth, like, I mean, other than those ones, like, I mean.
What was that guy? I think he was Italian. Baphomet? Something like that? I think he was.
Yeah, he's the guy that works the press.
Yeah, he seemed kind of devilish, but I mean.
Well, devilishly good looking.
That goes without saying.
I think this is the Metal Lord's intro music. All right.
Come on, dudes.
So you heard the music playing. I know we have it piped into the plant here. Metal Lord.
I think it's Greek. You're putting too much emphasis on the A. Meta, not meta. I guess it's, I don't know.
Is it like porna?
Meta.
There we go. See, you heard him.
Okay.
Meta. You've got to really let the bass. You got to use the diaphragm.
So, sir, we've been working really hard in here. We've shipped out. How many trucks did we ship out today, Corey?
Three.
Nice. Say five.
Five.
See, we did. So we got five trucks. We're getting the work done. We're listening to music, but we're still getting work done, sir. Uh-oh. What's he doing? I'm really afraid. I think maybe we need to play a song. Rory, put something on.
Okay. I think I got something. I think you'll like this. It's more up Mr. Metal Ali.
Metal Ali?
I started to choke on my tongue for some reason. Let me just not die for a minute. All right.
We'll use this clackety clack here.
I believe that's the name. So it was just a band that I found, came upon, stumbled down the road and tripped on kind of deal. Don't know really a lick of thing about them. I was gonna say lick, that didn't work. Thing about them. There's some cool heavy metal. You're gonna hear a song. The band is called Striker.
hopefully Meta. Hopefully he approves.
Yeah, he's you just got to pronounce it right. You got to, you'll find it.
Corey, bear with me. This might be heavy.
Right. So we're going to listen to a song. It's called The Heart of Lies. It's, yeah, I think it's some cool stuff.
Did you like that, Meta?
That was terrible.
Oh.
Terrible. White Lion on.
I thought he might dig it.
With White Lion back on? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
We came a long way. We met, I was on a European tour, and we saw a very famous French heavy metal band. I think the singer is, his name is Brett Michel. The band is Poisson. It was quite It's a little dry for my taste, but he was having a good time and it kind of, you know, stuck with me. So we, you know, every rose has its thrawn or something. I was
thrawn. Fine. It's like a shrimp plastic dish.
You know.
Okay. Well, if you didn't like that one, Metal Lord, maybe I can try to sway you a bit more.
Yeah.
This band has a, hopefully you like this. They're called Kick Axe. They have a Winnipeg connection. I think there's that wrestler, Chris Asiol. Chris Asiol likes these guys a lot. Kick Axe, On the Road to Rock. Big Winnipeg connection here.
Love.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that more your speed?
That is perfect.
That was pretty, well, you know what? There's a term I think people said. That was pretty wizard.
Pretty wizard?
Yeah.
Corey, was that more along the lines of what you were looking for?
Well, that first song you played kind of scared me, and I wanted to go home. But this one was better. You know, they're not as heavy as White Lion, but you know,
true.
You know, it was pretty good.
I love the leather, the hair, the girls, the guitars.
You like girls and guitars?
Girls and guitars.
You're obviously not with HR because I think we would have some problems here.
The joke's on.
Did I say I was from HR?
HR is literally four women and a guitar.
Yes.
The guitar can talk. I'm not even. It's blew my mind. If I don't go there anymore, it's too much. It's too much to handle.
Steve Vai signature model.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Corey, maybe you should. We got the Metal Lord in a good mood right now. I think we should keep this mood going. You got a suggestion? Something you can pull off that interweb thing?
Oh, geez. Yeah, I can.
You want to just do it? Like maybe text it to me in this little text boxy window thing?
I don't know. How crazy do you want to get?
Does anyone have Napster? We can always use that if we're used. The Metallica here.
I've got a napkin. Do you need a napkin, or is that what you're asking for? Like, do you spill your drink, or
no? Napster. It's a place where people go to sleep. They, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what you mean? Why did you ask me about a napkin? Get with the program, man. It's the year.
Hey, well.
You guys do your own day is listen to metal music.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. We ship, right? Like Corey, right? Like how many trucks did we do today?
5 trucks.
44.
What?
I heard 44. Is it not?
That might be the better answer, Corey.
Okay, it's not correct, but should we go with that one?
Yeah,
we should go with that one. I think because the Metal Lord liked the visuals that we had, maybe we need to include the visuals again.
Anything to make this guy happy, because he's kind of freaking me out a little bit.
It's okay. That part will pass. You'll either get over the existential dread and your body will calm, or your mind will be lost into the infinite abyss of nothingness and pain and suffering. One or the other. It's you either.
Where have you been for the last few months to speak like that?
I mean,
he's been following me around.
I mean, sometimes you're walking, sometimes you're floating through an endless abyss of fire and rock, and then the next thing you know, you're back here.
Okay, well, hopefully we get that done by 5, because my mom is expecting me for supper.
Fair. No, that's fair.
Metal Lord, were you going to release him at 5? You, like, take that chain off his leg at 5?
Let's see what he comes up with first.
Okay,
here we go. This one will have a video as well to make you happy, Metal Lord.
Okay.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, yo, you got a band or what?
Hey, guys, can you take care of that? We got to rehearse this. Well, are we going to dance or are we going to play?
Jumping, why can't you see us
Those girls are really attractive.
Yeah.
In that band, like the singer especially, she's really pretty.
You just stole our line. We don't really have a singer, so we're gonna sing. Why did you like? Sorry, Amanda. Did you like those girls?
Yes, those girls were pretty.
Oh my god! This is hilarious. Sorry, I'm sweating here from laughing so hard.
I don't want to be too forward, but I'd like to take those ladies to meet my mom.
Oh.
Mushy.
Yeah, me too. Meta, was that was more to your liking? Do we need to stay along that vein? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Yes. Okay, yeah. That is the vein that we must travel.
The vein we must travel. Okay, I've got one here, I think. I think this one's gonna be good. And we'll do the video thing if that you seem to be enjoying that, Mr. Meta.
Yes, please.
Okay, this song is a Canadian band. Another Canadian band. They're called Big House. This got played on the Pepsi Power Hour, which I think was Pepsi is one of those devil companies that you are associated with, Mr. Meta.
Yeah. Santa belongs with Coke. I belong with Pepsi.
Oh, hang on. Hey, sorry. I apologize. Oh, this one does not have... I'm sorry, sir. I don't know if there's a video for this. Hang on.
Was this before MTV?
No, this was on the Pepsi Power Hour.
Much music.
Videos. Here we go. This one looks better. This one looks better. Which one's better? What do you think? Okay, we're doing it right now.
Like your favorite thing. Dressed to please, got you on your knees, digging the pretty things. If you can, baby, you can sleep alone if it's good that way. What you ain't got, you don't need anyway. Yeah, if you dig the pretty things, yeah. Ooh, come along. Dollar in my pocket for you. Ooh, come along. And you can have it if you want it. She was 17 when she cut my hair. She held me close, she made me cry. She said, come on, love, show me your pretty. on your knees. Dig in the pretty, pretty, pretty things.
Say, you know, I knew I should have made a left turn at Albuquerque.
Oh, that is a loaded song.
If I'm being honest, the girls in that video were way prettier than the last one. I'm just saying. A little sweatier, but yeah.
Okay, let's break this song down. This is about 17-year-old girl grabbing candy or money out of my pocket, and at the very end, she's down on her knees. I just talked to HR, and they said this actual video is inappropriate for this workplace.
Well,
Well, you picked that one, right? That was you, right?
Wait. Were you talking to one of the lady HR, or was it the guitar HR?
I was talking to the guitar.
Well, that's the problem. She bans everything. Got great legs, though, I'd be honest. But anyway.
Great legs on that guitar?
Yeah.
Have another meeting.
You're going to have another few meetings with her, for sure. But, I think I have something that might.
Was it, we got to ask Corey. Corey, was that up your alley?
I don't know. I'm having weird feelings. My jeans are getting really tight. I'm not sure what's happening. There's a lot of really attractive ladies in these videos.
Well, I mean, yeah.
We're,
I don't have anything to add. I don't know.
We're just looking. Sorry, he's picking a song. He's trying to pick something appropriate that's HR appropriate.
I think we might have to do it without a video because the song, it's the lyrical content that.
Okay.
That's the.
All right. Is it in here or?
It should be.
It's loading. Show all.
Loading.
We got to look for it. I apologize, Mr. Meta.
Technical difficile.
Technical difficile.
You have one more chance.
Okay. I will make sure.
I think this one might win I'm over. And I think right. Mr. Corey.
So this one, the best way to describe is they're the greatest hair metal band out of the 80s. There's a VH1 about them. And I'm serious about that. There's a VH1 about them. And it's serious. But
there's a VH1 about them.
There's a VH1 about them, and it's in the same vein as what they do. It's so funny. They get like Slash talking about them. They get, I think, Alice Cooper talking about them, Sebastian Bach. They're like how they're the most influential 80s.
Is it appropriate to be watching VH1 at work, Meta? I saw Corey watching some VH1 behind.
Well, don't throw him under the bus.
Well,
HR,
are you coming back to work or?
I'm back. I'm
Corey.
I'm back to work.
Am I free to go? Is that what you're saying?
You have to listen to this song first, though.
Okay.
One more song.
Hey, which one is it?
So this is a band called Steel Panther. The greatest band of the 80s era. And it's a song about something everyone experiences when they're alone and with someone that they truly want to be with, but they're not sure if they truly like them. The song is called Turn Out the Lights.
I thought it was Glory Hole.
Kind of heavy, like a monkey at the zoo. I don't care if you're a monkey
with an ass that's red and blue. Cause I'm gonna fuck you doggy style the way you always do. But I got one request that I just have to ask of you. Turn out the lights before you suck my dick. Some beat you with an ugly stick. I wanna fuck, but you make me sick, so turn out the lights, turn out the lights. So you think that I'm a loser, cause I used to be in jail, and I got my GED diploma last week in the mail. But at least a man can exercise if he gets to bed. But I got news for you, your face will always look like that. Turn out the lights before I take a ride. You don't seem to have a good side. We're about to cut up in the Astro Glide. Turn out the lights, turn out the lights. I think I'm gonna hurl. Jesus Christ, I hope that you're a girl. Open your mouth, baby, here come the pearls. Turn out the lights, turn out the lights. Tell me when it's over. Please tell me you don't. I think you're my biggest yet. Had to roll you in some flour just to find where you were wet. Well, this never would have happened if I hadn't lost that bet. I wonder if our grandkids will ask us how we met. Turn out the lights. Girl, it's way too bright. I don't wanna look at your cellulite. There ain't nothing on your body that's tight, baby. Turn out the lights, turn out the lights. Before you take off your clothes, I'm gonna tie you up with some garden hose. Slap your tears, rub my balls on your nose. Turn out the lights, turn out the lights. Before we do the deed, before I cover your box with my seed, I'm gonna.
Convert.
Corey?
It's so was that impressive. And they said the D word.
They said a lot of words of any reverse. They said the D word and the G word and the A word.
The F word, flower.
F word, flower.
I'm going to have to say like 10 Hail Marys when I get home, and I'm going to have to put on my Frankie Valli CD.
You know that all I said before was incorrect. It was actually a song about conserving power. When you're not in a room, you turn a light
on. Corey, I get your mom on speaker here. She was listening.
Mommy?
He's not available right now. He's having his soul repossessed by the devil. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Call Pastor Johnson to send help. I don't know what's happening here.
So, okay, so we have some options here. Corey, you don't feel really you don't seem very comfortable in the presence of the Metal Lord. Rory has returned after his sabbatical, polishing knobs on a tech.
It's pronounced the poop deck. Okay.
Metal Lord, if you're okay with it, are we okay to let Rory back to work and let Corey back to his mommy?
Yes, you may do so. You have passed the test.
I just want to go back to stacking Bibles at my church. This is way, way more than I signed up for.
Well, just so you know, Corey, if you ever, you know, hit rock bottom and yeah, you got nowhere else to go, we're here for you.
The trailer's always in the back of the plant.
Yeah. This seems like rock bottom. The depravity and the horrible language and the
rocks are always at their bottom.
Women, my goodness.
Was that women with a WYMYN or?
I was not told that spelling would be part of the job requirements here.
I think it was pronounced woman, like WHOMAN. Woman.
Woman?
Like whipped.
First aid here.
That was the whip. Yeah, just as it's pronounced in the Bibla.
Well, Meta, did it? This isn't your court. Please don't talk to HR.
Yeah.
Can you give a severance package to Mr. Morissette?
Yes, I would be glad to. And I will be coming down to the trailer more often to check up on you guys.
Cool.
Oh.
Well, the fridge is only—it's only juice. Yeah.
We only drink juice here.
Don't look in the fridge. Oh, I shouldn't have said
that. You only have juice.
Yeah. No water. No. Whew, is that what's hot in here?
Then I may not be back.
Well.
We'll see.
Ominous. I like it. Can we have a raise?
Who's that?
I'll see if the guys in the back have a jack to bring up your trailer a little bit.
Ooh.
Well, that would be nice.
No, that'd be cool. Thanks, man.
Okay. Thank you, Corey, for sitting in for the last 2 months. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for...
I've learned all about Zechariah and Zebediah. And who's the other book written about?
Zechariah. Yeah.
Okay.
Is this chain going to be taken off anytime soon? Like, my mom's outside, I'm pretty sure. I heard her honk.
Okay. 1 second. Let me release the chain.
Oh, there we go. Okay, thank you. Okay, you guys really need to find Jesus. Bye.
Thank you. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Okay, he's, I guess, opening the door, getting out of here. All right, I guess that's it. That's thank you for coming back to Metal Shop, and
I'm glad to be back after my big vacation.
You know, you didn't collect any paychecks while you were gone, right?
Glad to be back. Got to make some money.
Okay, thanks everybody for joining us for this episode of Metal Shop 22.
Wait, 22?
Yeah.
How many have you done? 22?
22.
Where have I been for?
You've been gone for 2 months.
Oh, you're right. Shit.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. And bye. Have a good day.